Well, on Wednesday, the Fed did exactly what a lot of people thought they were going to, and that was cut interest rates by a quarter of a point. What they didn't do was indicate that they'll be doing this again anytime soon. The stock market didn't like it. They sold off broadly. And it really kind of begs the question. The last time they cut interest rates was 11 years ago. The economy was in terrible shape in 2008. Right now, it doesn't look as bad. This is something I don't understand, but I know Dr. Bernard Weinstein does. He is the Associate Director of the McGuire Energy Institute and Professor of Business Economics at the Cox School of Business at SMU. And he joined us now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, David.
So why did he do this? Why did the Fed cut interest rates today? What were they trying to accomplish?
Supposedly, this is being called a defensive cut. In other words, indicating to the markets that the Fed is concerned about low rates of inflation, a possible slowing of the economy, trade wars, problems in Europe. In other words, not seeing any immediate crisis, but trying to take a step to ensure that the economy keeps growing in the face of a lot of global economic uncertainty.
So the idea is that you cut interest rates to stimulate individuals and businesses to run out and spend money. Of course, the fact is interest rates are still so low that a quarter of a point can't make a lot of difference here, can it?
I agree. And the way I learned my economics, albeit 50 years ago, was that you don't cut interest rates when the economy is at full employment. The economy has been growing steadily for a decade. I think the second quarter just came in at a preliminary rate of about 2.1%. That's not great. It's kind of steady as you go. The unemployment rate is at a 40-year low. There are more job openings and people looking for jobs. So from an economist's perspective, this is not the time to be cutting interest rates.
Now, the suggestion from the Fed is that this is an international problem. There's a global economic slowdown. And of course, in the old days, we used to see what these coordinated interest rate cuts where we'd wake up and all of a sudden find the Bank of England had cut theirs, and then we'd cut ours. And then lo and behold, you know, the Germans would cut theirs later on.
Well, we may be seeing another race to the bottom. The European Central Bank has indicated they're likely to cut rates. Switzerland just cut their base interest rate. We've cut ours. Now, are we getting into some kind of a deflationary spiral? I don't know. But this is in many ways uncharted territory. At least in my lifetime, I don't remember a situation when we had a serious recession, real interest rates near zero. Yes, that helped bring the economy back. We're growing steadily. But it's just a very, very confusing situation, and I don't think cutting the federal funds rate by a quarter of a point is going to be much to stimulate the economy.
You know, the other thing that's been mentioned is that if, in particular, business isn't spending money, it may be because of uncertainty over the trade situation. They don't know who's going to win and when we're going to make friends with the Chinese or anybody else.
Well, I was going to make that point. It's almost chicken and egg. The reason the economy in the U.S. isn't growing faster is because business investment has slowed markedly. It's consumer spending that's been keeping the economy going, but at some point that's going to peter out. But as you say, you know, business spending has been restrained because of all the global economic uncertainty. So we're kind of in a vicious spiral.
So considering the economy, which is, as you say, so good that we don't necessarily need to cut interest rates, it's probably not a great excuse for a big market slide right now, is there?
Who knows what causes market slides, and the Dow may bounce back to 250 points tomorrow. But what I think is interesting, and maybe this is part of the play that's going on or the market reaction, I think it was the Budget Bureau said today that we're looking at a $1 trillion deficit in the next fiscal year after a $1 trillion deficit in the current fiscal year that ends, I believe, at the end of September. So two consecutive $1 trillion deficits. Our deficit is 5% of gross domestic product. Do you know that if we were in the European Union, we'd be kicked out because those countries can't run deficits that large. Now, we can do it because we've got the dollar, you know, we're the global economic powerhouse, but I worry about that. I worry about trillion-dollar deficits year after year when the economy is at full employment, because those chickens are going to come home to roost.
Yeah, this
interest rates can't stay low forever.
No, but your point's well taken. Is that this is the time with people employed and paying taxes and money going into the government coffers, you ought to be reducing that debt.
Absolutely, but now there's a new conventional wisdom almost that budget deficits don't matter. And I just don't agree with that perspective.
Well, we can live in interesting times. The rules keep changing. Dr. Bernard Weinstein is adjunct professor of business economics at Cox Business School at SMU. It's always good to spend some time with you. Thank you, sir.
Good talking with you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.